You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Today, the Helen Clark Foundation released the results of a recent poll done on cannabis, finding that people supported cannabis legislation if more information was supplied around the controls the legislation would implement. Deputy Director Holly Walker of the foundation joined me to discuss the results.
We commissioned a poll that was part of the omnibus survey that UMR does. So along with their regular questions, they ask some questions ascertaining, first of all, people's initial preference in relation to the legalisation of cannabis at the referendum, and then gave them some extra information about the types of restrictions and regulations that are proposed, and then asked them again how they felt after learning that new information. And what we found was that initially it was pretty tight. 46% of people indicated they were likely to vote for legalisation, 44% opposed, and about 10% were undecided. But once people learned more about what's actually in the draft legislation, so things like an age limit of 20, a ban on any marketing of cannabis products, a strict purchase limit, the fact that people will be limited to homes and licensed premises only to use cannabis, and that there'll be controls on the potency of the drug. Once people knew that information, they were much more likely to vote in favour of legalisation. So the numbers shifted to 50% in favour of legalisation, 42% opposed, and the number of undecideds has reduced to 8%. So what we think this shows is that with good information, people are really likely to support sensible law change, and probably they recognise that legalising, regulating and taxing cannabis use makes sense and is better than what we have at the moment.
Now, with the findings of this poll, what do you think the anxieties are for New Zealanders when they don't have that information?
What we know is that cannabis use is really widespread. So up to 80% of New Zealanders have tried the drug at least once by the age of 25. So it's widespread and its use is a reality, but there is obviously stigma attached to it and it's illegal. So people feel uncomfortable about, potentially changing that legal status. And they do also know, as we do, that there are very real harms associated with cannabis use, particularly amongst young people. So I think it's natural and makes sense that people feel nervous about the proposition of lifting what has been the very long-standing prohibition stance. But actually, when you think about practically things that will reduce the harms that are associated with cannabis use, for example, widespread use amongst young people, the idea of an age limit of 20 is very appealing. And we've actually seen evidence in Canada recently, following legalisation there, of dropping rates of cannabis use amongst young people. So with that kind of information, which is quite reassuring, I think people can see the sensibility of an approach that actually says, OK, let's legalise it, but then let's heavily regulate how it can be used as a way of reducing those harms that we see associated with that drug.
Now, previous polls that have been conducted on the subject by news organisations have found different results, typically more who are opposed to the legislation. What are your thoughts on that?
For the first thing, there's a significant proportion of people who are undecided, who are not sure what they think about this issue. And also, you're right, both of those other polls did show a preference in favour of voting against legalisation, which is slightly different from what our initial preferences showed in that poll. Probably shows that people's views are shifting about this all the time, depending on what information they've heard recently about it. Views will probably change as the campaign goes on and crystallise towards the end of the campaign period, and it will probably be very close. And so I think what that means is that good, accurate information about what's proposed will be really important for New Zealanders to have as they have this conversation and debate and decide how they're going to vote in the referendum.
These results come after similar findings from the New Zealand Drug Foundation back in November, which has begun to hire people to campaign on the referendum, increasing awareness around the controls the legalization would implement, the legislation would implement. Apologies. I had a chat with Ross Bell, Executive Director of the New Zealand Drug Foundation, about why he believes people are initially reluctant to support the bill.
Yeah, well, I think what we've got is a big group of undecided voters, but they are persuadable. And many of them haven't fallen for a lot of the scaremongering that's out there at the moment. So there has been an information vacuum. The government hasn't stepped up and provided the, you know, some real factual information about what their bill is proposing. And the Yes campaign, which we're involved in, hasn't had the resources to get out and put our side yet. So what you've got is some relentless negative opposition scaremongering. And that isn't shifting those undecideds. You know, people are smarter than that. But those undecideds still have concerns. And what our research shows is that once you alleviate those concerns by providing information, you know, for example, people are really keen on the idea of taxing cannabis and then reinvesting any, you know, tax income back into harm reduction and treatment. So once people hear that that's some of the stuff that is being proposed by the government, they do make up their mind, and they only shift in one direction. They're shifting towards yes. We are not, you know, what we're not seeing is once people have that information, they shift towards no. So what this says to government actually is, you know, hurry up and get your, you know, information campaign started.
For those who might not be fully swayed one side or the other, what are the kind of three major things you would want them to know about this legislation?
Well, I think the first and foremost is that prohibition doesn't work. You know, our approach that we've tried for 60 years isn't working, and so it's worth looking at a new approach. The key things in the government bill is that it puts control in the hands of the government. It removes control from organised crime. And I think the third message is this type of regulation actually works. There's research just out of Canada yesterday that shows that the use of cannabis amongst young Canadians has decreased significantly since legalisation over there. So legalisation works.
And of course, your organisation is currently looking to hire people to kind of educate people on the public. What can you tell us a bit about why?
Well, we want to win it, and so we're having to get, you know, people, you know, having to get capacity in the organisation to spread the word. We want to win the referendum because we think that cannabis regulation is better than prohibition. But there is a second important point. If we lose the referendum, then my biggest fear is that politicians will get a message that New Zealanders are too shy, too nervous about drug law reform, and that no progress will be made in the future. So we're needing to get resources to get that message out there. One of the key messages that needs to get out there at the moment, because one of the worrying things that we're picking up in our research is that while we've got quite a strong supporter base, who are largely people under the age of 30, Māori people, Green voters, you know, they're sort of a hardcore group of supporters. They are also actually, a range of, you know, sort of a cohort of people who aren't as engaged in politics, who aren't enrolled to vote, who don't turn out and vote as much as our opposition does. And so our strongest opposition are national voters aged 55 and over. And I think it's important for B listeners to understand that those folks vote. So if people want to win this, they actually have to be enrolled. They have to get out and vote, and they have to talk to their friends to make sure that their friends are enrolled and that they get out and vote as well. So that getting out the vote is going to be just as important as persuading the undecideds to tick yes.
Brilliant. That is all my questions, but did you have anything else you want to add?
I think it's worth just having a quick look at what has happened in Canada. So they legalised, you know, near the end of 2018. So that legalisation has been happening for just over a year, and they put a lot of resource. They have their stats, the government stats department puts a lot of focus on measuring how that is going. And what that shows is that there has been an increase in use, but most of that increase is amongst, you know, older people, not people over the age of 50. There has been a significant decrease, which I think is really important, a huge decrease from about 19% regular users down to about 10% of people aged 15 to 17. So people underage are dropping, you know, the use of cannabis. Drug driving hasn't increased. It's really important. And there are more people are reporting that they're not hopping into the car of a driver, you know, who has been using cannabis. So there's actually a whole lot of really good news out of Canada. And actually, I think the bill that the New Zealand government's proposed is better than the Canadian one. So it is important that people actually get the facts and learn that even in just over a year, Canada has begun to unpick, you know, 50 or 60 years of failed prohibition.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.